Leilam. Talks about Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah, and every year we go through the same process of counting as if we're showing that we really want it. That's the idea of counting. And everybody explains the reason why Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim were Nifta Dafka during Sfiras HaOmer. Yimei HaDin, the din of how much Torah you'll get. And yet we go through every year, and there's a tremendous hashpa on Shavuos. And it looks, face value, that we missed the boat. You'd think, Lamoshal, the guy walks in with $1 million to a fancy store, he'd walk out with a few bags. And here, doesn't look as if we walk out with a few bags after the certain hashpos of Shavuos. I want to explain one nekuda which I think is negeya to all of us, which might help towards understanding what's going on over here. In Parshas Kisavoy, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, "V'lo nosan Hashem lochem lev lodas." The Rebbeinu Shloim didn't give you a heart to understand, b'naim lirois, eyes to see, v'naim lishmoya ad hayoyim azeh, until this day. What happened on this day? This is Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Klal Yisrael on the last day before he was nifta. So Rashi says, Shemaiti, Shoisa Hayim, Shenosom Moshe Sefer Torah Levnei Levi. That day, Moshe Rabbeinu handed over a Sefer Torah to Bnei Levi. It says in Parshas Vayelech, Vayitne Lakoinim Bnei Levi. So Klal Yisrael turned up to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "We also stood on Sinai. We also were Makabel the Torah. How come you're giving it to your Shevet? Your Shevet is going to control us? And what will happen is that today you gave it to them and tomorrow they're going to turn around and say it belongs to us and it has nothing to do with the rest of Klal Yisrael." The Somach Moshe al Adova. Moshe Rabbeinu was very happy with what they said. And on this he said, "Hayoyim azeh niyeseh la'om." Before, in the parasha before, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Haskei Shushma Yisrael. Listen, Hayoyim azeh niyeseh la'om la'shem elokecha. Today you became a nation to Klal Yisrael, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What happened on this day? What happened that made you into a nation? Because today you went out your way and you turned around and you said, why are they getting the Sefer Torah? We also were by Har Sinai, belongs to us as well. Hayoyim azeh, you became a nation. Hivanti, I understood that today sha'atem chafdevekim v'chafetzim v'mokim. You want to be dovuk, you want to be cleaved to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you want to be chofetz, you want to be have kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That alone that you showed that you don't want just Bnei Levi to have the Sefer Torah, that alone shows that you want something more. Oh, now you became an Om. Now you became a nation. And the Shaila is asked, the Apostle Shaila, Klal Yisrael said Nase V'Nishma. Klal Yisrael came along and said before the Torah, Nase V'Nishma, which is Be'etzem, doesn't make sense to accept something before you even know what it's all about. To the point that Rabbeinu Shel Olam said, "Mi gile roze lebonai." Who revealed such a secret to the Klal Yisrael that only Malachim understand? Malachim understand that we were created and we don't even ask questions. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells us to do something, we do it. A person wants to know first how to do it. Perhaps he can't do it. Who says he can do it? A Malach can do anything. a person, he's only got a certain amount of keichas. He can't, what's he taking on something which he can't do? And yet they said Ma'aseh v'nishma. Mi gila rozeh lebonai. Malachim came down and put two ksarim on each one of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael by Hasinai were holding by Madrega of Poska Zoham Osom, that the tumor of the chet of Adam Arishon went away. They were like Adam Arishon koidem achet. If it wouldn't be for the eagle, it would have gone straight into Eretz Yisrael within 3 days. They came to the tachlis. We wouldn't have gone through Golos. We wouldn't have gone through whatever we're going through. Klal Yisrael, that was it. We were made. They were holding on the highest madrega. And yet, only 40 years later, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hayom Hazeh, on this day, Niyesa La'am, you became a nation. Why? Because you showed you were interested in Chafetzim. You wanted it. You went out your way. You showed that you wanted to have Kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. What happened today more than what happened by Har Sinai? Kof Aleihem HaKigigis. They were all ready to do it. I'll be finished soon. There's a Gevaldige Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Tana Rabbanan. Mi yitein v'haya levavam ze lohem. The Ribbono Shel Olam, let me explain you a bit of history. By Har Sinai, the Ribbono Shel Olam came down and said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha v'lo yiyeh lecha. He said two memories. After he started speaking the two dibros of Anochi v'lo yiyeh, Klal Yisrael got very nervous. Klal Yisrael turned around and said, Dabe ato imono. They turned around to Moshe and said, you should speak to us. V'nishma, we'll hear what you have to say, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ali dabe imono lekim, the Ribbono Shel Olam shouldn't tell us. Pen nomos, we're going to die. The Gemara says, Chazal tell us that the neshamas were pareach, flew out of their guf from such kedusha that the Ribbono Shel Olam spoke to them. They were scared. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, the Klal Yisrael said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Moshe, Dabe ato imono, you should speak to us. So only two dibros, the first two dibros, Anochi Hashem v'lo yiyeh lecha, was said by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything else was said by Moshe Rabbeinu. And Taka Moshe Rabbeinu says, later on the Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, no problem, I'll tell you everything what you're supposed to say. Dabi itonu. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was giving Musa to Klal Yisrael on the last day, so the whole Parshas Devarim, basically the whole Seder Devarim is basically Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael all different things that they did wrong or whatever went on. He chazed over the history of Klal Yisrael, telling them where to be careful. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying over the whole story. Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Veschanan is saying over the whole story that the Ribbono Shel Olam came down on Har Sinai and you saw Vata Loma Nomus, and then you came forward and you told us, why should we die? Because we see this fire. Crave Atol Shema Eskol Yom Hashem Yom Hashem Elokeinu. You should come forward, Moshe Rabbeinu, and you should tell us everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to say, and we'll do it. Vayishma Hashem Eskol Divrachim. Ribbono Shel Olam, listen to you. And then the pasuk says, "Mi yitein v'haya levavam ze lohem leyiro isi ulishma es kol mitzvoisai." On that, halavai, you should give levavam ze. So Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, "Kufuye toivo, your kofu toiv." The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to give you something, and you didn't even know how to thank him. You asked me to give it. B'nei kufuye toivo. B'shosh ha'ama hakadosh baruch li Yisrael. Mi yiten v'haya levavam zeh lahem. When Ben Yishlam turned on to Klal Yisrael, and he said to them, halavai, your heart should be open to hear what I said, to what I'm going to say. Hoy lachem loima, you should have said, ten lanu, give us. That you said no, we're scared to hear from you. We want to hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kufuye toiva. Kofi toiva. And the shaila is, what's the kfiyas toiva? What was the toiva over here and why there? Kofi toiva. Toiva means if I give you a present, you don't know how to say thank you. We're not holding by saying thank you. We're talking about the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to give them more. And on that they said, the Gemara says, your kofi toiva. What's the kofi toiva? So there's a moridika riff over here. Moridika riff. And the riff goes ahead and explains the whole Gemara differently. The riff goes ahead and it's a moridika yisai to know. He says, let me explain you. He says, b'shas kabbalas ha-Torah, that's for sure. If the Ribbono Shloilam would have said the whole Asara Dibros to Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael would have got the Yerushamayim that they would never have had again an Yisroin of Chet. If the Ribbono Shloilam would have finished saying the whole Aseret HaDibros, not through a Shliach, then the hearts would have been, they would never have been had the Yetzirah to be over Avodah Zarah or gone away from the Ribbono Shloilam. Why? She says, "Amori dekazach l'fi shekafich hashivus hanoisen." How choshev is the one that gives it? That's how much hashpoya has on the people that listen to it. That means the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu saying over the Torah and the Ribbono Shlalim saying over the Torah. If the Ribbono Shlalim would have said Torah per el per, the hashpoya would have been so great that the koyach hayetzahara wouldn't have had a koyach to be machde klal Yisrael. Masha'in came when they heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, it didn't have the same hashpo. Says the Rif, what does kofi toiva mean? Kofi toiva means when I know there's something good in front of me, says the Rif, it means I don't want that goodness. I'm scared of it. It's too good. It's too much for me to take. Klal Yisrael, says the Rif, after hearing the two Dibros, they got nervous. It's too much. It's too much. That's called kofi toiv. They didn't want to take all the toiv from the Ribbono Shloilam. They refused to take all the toiv. They were scared of it. It was too much. They wanted to hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's on a lower level. It's not so intense. But they didn't understand that the toiva of hearing from the Ribbono Shloilam, if they'd heard the whole Aseret HaDibros, there wouldn't have been a koyach and the Yetzer to be machter Klal Yisrael. When the Ribbono Shloilam says, I want me yitin, v'hoi levavchem ze lohem, I want to give you over the toiva. And they said, no. Let Moshe Rabbeinu speak. That's what Klal Yisrael says. That's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, kofi toiva. They refuse to take the goodness for its goodness. The toiva that Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted to give them was such a good toiva, it was too much. It was too intense. No. Let's step down. Let's take it easy. Let's go step by step. Let's hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu first. When Klal Yisrael, after 40 years, turned round to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to give them the Sefer Torah to Bnei Levi, and they turned around and they said, what about us? We also want to have Keshe with Reishlan. We also want the Torah. We also want a chelik in it. We're scared that if Bnei Levi take it, next day they'll tell us, it's all ours, it's nothing to do with you. Oh, says Moshe Rabbeinu, now you showed that you taka won it. Oh, now you became a nation. Till then, there was something missing in the Kabbalah HaTorah. What was missing? Chafetzim udveikim b'Hashem. They were willing to naseh v'nishma. You're talking about dakas shebedakas. You're talking about something very, only the Rabbeinu Shalom could tell this. That be'etzim they said naseh v'nishma. And they were makabel the Torah. And Avada was like, they were holding my madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu before, of Adam HaRishon before Achet. Oh, but one thing was missing. They were missing that extra rotzen of only the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when it's not only the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's something missing. Hayoim, says Moshe Rabbeinu, today that you showed you only want Torah, oh, Niyesa La'am, you became a person. You became a nation. Tamari de Kachidush from the Rif, that Klal Yisrael on such a madrega of Kabbalah HaTorah, there was still something missing. Something down the line that they were scared to hear all the Aseres HaDibros. They were scared to hear all the Aseres HaDibros from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? It'll be Machayev. They were missing in their rotzen. They were scared. Penomus. I, the Rabbeinu Shalom, said, I'm willing to give you Kol HaTorah Kula. No, it's too much. I might die from it. It's too much for me to take. Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, now you proved it. There's a Meridik of Vot from the Alter von Kelm. We always say, B'derech Shodom Reitze Leilech Malichin. They said, the way a person wants to go, that's how your siyata dishmaya takes you. The way you want to go, that's how it takes you in. Malichin, I say, they lead you. How do I know the way you want to go? How do I know malichin, I say? You hear from the roitzer. That's how much roitzer. When a guy gets on the plane at the end of his man and looks back and says, wow, what a waste of time. But I had the right intentions. No. How much you wanted, that's how much you got. Malichin, I say, they lead you. The aim came, when a person has stumbling blocks, something stops him from moving forward. He wants to go somewhere, he wants to steig, he wants to do something, and there's manias on the way, he's getting stopped on the way. It means there's something wrong with his rotzen. Not that there's something wrong with the stumbling blocks. There's something wrong with his rotzen. Because whatever a person wants, he will get. And when it doesn't go all the way the way he wants it, it means there's something wrong with his rotzen. Because b'derech she'odom roitze leilech melichin, I say, they lead you, they'll take you. When you taka want it, you'll get it. When you're scared, like Klal Yisrael was by Har Sinai, penomus, it's too much for us to take. I can't deal with it. Penomus, we're not gonna be able to live our normal lifestyle. Oh, then it's missing in Kabbalah HaTorah. Then it's an opening for the Yetzirah. Then the Yetzirah has a koyach over you. If they would have heard everything from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Yetzirah wouldn't have had a koyach to be machti Klal Yisrael in anything. Peh el peh, you heard Torah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when I don't hear it, when I'm scared, penomus, it's too much for me. I still need to be chilled out. I can't deal with it. Oh, then malichin, I said. Then they'll give it to you as much as you want it. The Pashto Moshel is, there's once a famous story. A bacha came to the Rosh Hashiva and he asked the Rosh Hashiva, tell me, I want to steig. I want to become a Talmud Chochem. How do I do it? So Rosh Hashiva turns around and said to him, I'll give you a Moshel. He says, I'm walking with you. We go to the river, we walk into the river, and we go all the way in till up to your neck. And then I get hold of you and push your head down. Minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. After 3 minutes I have Rachmanis on you, you come up and you're dying for breath. I ask you, what were you thinking under the water? The only thing that was going through your mind is give me some air. And it's the only thing that you would ask for. Now, what would happen if I came and offered you $1 million? $1 million? beautiful car, whatever you want, whatever you're dreaming of. Would you bichlal have a havamina of taking that instead of the air? No. Because the only thing that you had in mind at that point was survival, was that you needed air. Everything else was not negay. Everything else was off of the eifah. Dust. He says, you want to make it? There's only one thing. You got to know it's the one and only thing around. You want a b'derech shodom roitze leilech? Goes even further. The minute I have two ratzonius, I have two wants, that's not called roitze, that's not called wanting. When you want something, you're totally focused on that one thing. When I want two things or three things, that's not called b'derech shodom roitze. It's not wanting. I have a few different things that I want to have. There's no malichin over here. Nobody's going to take you. You'll end up with nothing. The only way to have a roitza is when it's 100%. That was Kabbalah Satorah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, 40 years later, you hit it. You understood what it's all about. It was too late, but you still got the message. There's only one way you're going to make it, and that's when the roitza, when you chafetz him and you dveik him, you want it. Then the yeselam. Oh, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, oh, now you became my nation. You're not scared of me. You're not scared. It's too much. Then the Nasa v'nishna becomes real. There's a famous story. Moridika Maisa. Nadva Avram's father. He lived probably 1900s, early 1900s, 1890s, Zalman Sender Shapira. He's from the Gedolei Yisrael. I think the last few years he lived in the Yerushalayim. Can't remember where he was Rav. Anyway, he was sitting and learning one day, and in walks the water carrier. The water carrier. And he hears the jugs making a noise. Looks up, he sees from the window, water carrier coming in the middle of the day. Normally he brings it in the morning. And he never comes in to me because he doesn't take money from the Rav. And Shilas, nobody asks me. They go to a different, all the small Shilas he sends to a different Rav. And to speak to me in learning is Dochan Amor is Gomu. So what's he coming for? Anyway, he knocks on the door. And before this, they called him Zimmel. Before Zimmel had a chance to even run away, the Rav opened up the door. And he sees the water carrier standing there like shivering. He brings him in. It was on Sunday. Besides being a Godel Batoira, was a Muridik Kodesh Batoira. And he says, can I speak to the Rav? And he couldn't open his mouth. So the Rav brought him in a cup of water. Calm down, and Zimmel starts talking. And Zimmel tells the Rav, he says, I want to tell you the story of my life. He says, I was a small kid, my father was sick, my father used to lie in bed, and I used to come home from cheder, and my father used to say kaddishal. In those days, kids were called kaddishals. This is who's going to say Kaddish for you. Kaddishal. What did you learn in Cheder? And he says, and a few months later, my father was Nifta. I remember walking to the Beis HaKfaros, and it was raining. In my little brain, I thought the Shemaim was crying as well. Then everybody else went home, and I was left with my mother to handle life. In those days, there was no Kupasair, and there was no, it was rough. And my mother, after a few months, couldn't deal with the pressure, and she followed my father's footsteps, and here I was, left alone. And since all my friends ended up in Cheder, and they knew how to learn a bit, and here I was, left on my own, and I went through a very tough life of making ends meet, And this is where I'm holding. I'm a water carrier today. I'm 50 years old and I feel empty. And he says, 3 weeks ago, he says, every time a maggid came to town to speak about Torah, I used to get this gewaldige cheshek to sit down and learn. And he says, by the next morning, he said, it was like the water carrier. You know, you fill up the water, the full bucket, and within 20 minutes, the bucket's empty. He says, that's the way I felt. He says, I got this Meridik Hiserus, and then it was gone. But 3 weeks ago, there was this maggid that turned up in town, and he spoke unbelievable. And he really got me turned on, and he got this Meridika want and rotzen to sit down and learn. And here I am, and I'm Moritz. He says, and I haven't slept. And I get this rotzen every day. I don't know what to do. He says, I've come. And he started crying. He said, I've come to the Rebbe to ask him for a brocha, that I should be matzliach, to become a Talmud Chochm. And the Zalman Sender looks up. And the Zalman Sender was crying. And he says, say after me three times, as ich will lernen Torah, I want to learn Torah. After me three times, scream out three times, and you'll have a Yeshua. Zimmel was so happy that he got this open ticket. He stood up and he screamed from the bottom of his heart. He screamed out, ich will lernen, three times. By the third time, all the Shechinim from the neighborhood came running in because they wanted to see what's going on by the Rav's house. Who's screaming in the Rav's house? And when they walked in, the Rav was hugging Zimmel. And they saw the Rav, God Lador, was hugging this water carrier. And they were both crying. And the Rav turned around and said, Azah Kabbalas HaTorah, Azah Matan Torah. He says, go to the base of Medrash. Whenever you have something shver, there's a doors open for you. Zimmel picked himself up, put down his water carrier, put it down. He went to the base of Medrash. In the base of Medrash, they looked at him like, what exactly are you here for? And they gave him an idea. Perhaps you should start with Chumash Rashi. Perhaps you should start with Ein Yankov. You know, in those days there wasn't Art Scroll, but you know, something easier. And he said, nothing doing. And he hurried away. He started from the beginning, and he started, and he went through months and months and months. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, years later, said, I knew who this Zimmel was. He said, after a few years, he became from the Gedolei Torah. He became from the biggest Talmidei Chachamim of this generation. He said, the man at 50 years old was an Amoritz Gomel, not because of his fault. He gave everything up, but he said, ich will lernen. And the Rabbi Zalman Sender said to him, say it three times. The top of your voice, when you taka really mean it, with a zat filler, that's the only thing that you want, you'll zicha have a Yeshua. Because that's all he wanted. But derech she'odom reitze leilech molichen oisei. They take him, that's all. Klal Yisrael was scared of one thing. Pen nomos, in case we will die. What do you mean you're going to die? Rabbeinu Shlom said, I'll give you Torah in order to live. They were scared. Pashup Shais, they were scared. It's too much. Hearing it from the Rabbeinu Shlom is too intense. I can't deal with it. 24-7 I'm going to be sitting and learning. Let's hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Hearing it from Moshe Rabbeinu is a bit more diluted. It's not so intense. We'll still be alive. We can live in both worlds. We're still saying Nasa v'nishma. Avada, I come to yeshiva and learn, no problem. I'm willing to say Nasa v'nishma. But There's a world out there that I want to be part of. I'm not ready to give up. I'm not ready to give up everything. Pen nomus! How can I live without a BlackBerry or iPod or computer? How does Shai have to live without it? Pen nomus! I'm not going to be in contact with the world. Pen nomus! How am I going to deal? I'm going to become too from chas v'sholom. And chas v'sholom, efshah, I might even look yeshivish. Lachmon al yatzileinu. Pen nomus! They were scared. Let's have the Torah a bit more down. Easier. Diluted. Let's hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Not from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, because if we get it from the Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't have a Yetzer Hara. I'm going to just sit and learn a bit of Medrash all day. No. That's not happening. That's not called living. Pen nomus! There was an eagle a week later. It was an eagle. And Adayom Azeh was suffering from that pen nomus. And Adayom Azeh, we still have that Yetzahara. That even if we come with the right intentions to a yeshiva, and we want to make it, but pen nomus. We might become too driven too fast. We might become B'nei Torah Chas V'Sholom. We might look like somebody in Lakewood Chas V'Sholom. I have to give up my Olam Hazeh, my culture. Chas v'sholom that I shouldn't be able to come back with $5,000 in my pocket. Chas v'sholom. I should sit and learn. Pen nomus. I'm going to throw away my whole Olam Hazeh. What am I here for? Says the Rebbeinu, no problem. But Derech Shodom writes a Leilach Melichin Oisoi. 3 weeks later, there's an eagle. And everybody on their madriga has their eagle. Their eagle has Zov. Whether it's money, whether it's cars, whether it's girls, whether it's the iPod, whatever it is, everybody has their eagle has Zov. Why does it happen? Why is it given to us? Because there's no rots in there. Avada will say Nasa v'nishma. Avada, we want to stay from. Rabbi, I'm coming to yeshiva. I'll sit and learn a first seder. Chas v'sholom, I shouldn't be here for second seder unless I'm getting paid for. Chas v'sholom, I shouldn't be here for a whole summer unless I'm getting paid for. I need my egel azov together with the Torah. That's dangerous. 40 years later, said the Moshe Rabbeinu, now you became a om for one reason. Because now you want it. But Derech Shodom Reitzer Leilech Moilichinoisa, and Reitzer means 100%. Because if it's less than 100%, that's not called Reitzer. When David HaMelech said, Acha Sha'alti, there was only one thing he asked for. There wasn't two. There wasn't two retainers, because two is not 100% Rotzen. It's 50-50. There's no 100% want this and 100% want that. It doesn't work that way. Rotzen means achas sho'alti, one thing. And on that it says melichin, I say. There's a story that happened that a bocha went into the Baron Leib Shteyman. Went into the Shteyman. He said, I want to ask the rabbi a shaila. He said, do you like ice cream? He said, no. He says, but I like ice cream. He says, do you like Torah? But I don't. So I don't want to learn. The same way you don't want to eat ice cream, I don't want to learn Torah. Try and explain me why I should. Rabban Leib turned around and said a Murdika Moshul. He says, you agree with me that sugar is sweet. He says, a guy walks in and says to you, every time I put it on my tongue, it's bitter. So what do you say? There's something wrong with the sugar? Or there's something wrong with the guy's tongue that he probably has spots and scars on it that his taste buds have gone haywire and he's tasting it as if it's bitter. So what do you tell him? Go to the doctor, take care of your of your problem, and then you'll come back and start eating sugar and you'll know it's sweet. He says, Torah is sweet. He says, when you don't realize that it's sweet, then there's nothing wrong with the Torah. There's something wrong with your mouth. There's something wrong with what with your taste buds. You've got other things that spoil your taste buds for Torah. There's a Moridik Goyim. The Goyim says, some of you might say it, but by Shachris, this is the brachas which we say early in the morning. It's before Yishtabach, it's before Baruch Sha'omah, it's before Karbonos. So we say, what does Targileinu B'Seira Secha mean? That he should make us masmidim. I don't know, Old Scroll has some nice word for masmid. But Targileinu B'Seira Secha means, make me into a masmid. Says the Goyin. Nefesh Yisraeli, the natural instinct of a neshama of a person, is he has a tremendous lust and rotzen to learn Torah. The only problem is, says the Goyin, that we train ourselves to want other things, and the two don't go together. Because when a person trains himself, says the Goyin, b'dvarim b'teim ul tzonis, he has a tremendous tshuka. There's a Moridik Azach. I'm not getting into it now, but the Goyin explains, why does a guy have such a yetzer hara, what we call, to shmooze the whole night, right? I'm only a titan. The old days, Yom Chamishi Balayla, Thursday night was what we call Mishma. Mishma was when Bochum used to sit and learn, not a whole night, but a whole night and a whole day. When my father was learning in Tells, he told me he had a Seder from Thursday afternoon with the same Chavrusa, right through the afternoon, through the night, through Friday, till half an hour before Lichtzinding. And then he went and got dressed. And then Friday night, after the meal, he went to sleep till 1 o'clock, and then he carried on learning at 1 o'clock. He said, that was called Mishma. He said, there's a new musik today, Mishma. Mishma means to chill Thursday night, to shmooze. What's the yetahar of shmoozing? So he says, Kashe margila odom atzmei bedvorim betenin letzonus, when a person gets used to, and he has this second nature of shmoozing and letzonus, there's a Moridika tshuka, can't explain it. There's a Moridika yetzahara, there's a Moridika want and lust, just to chill and shmooze. And you can't stop it. Mitzad sheni, Torah, the person that has a tremendous tshuka for Torah, if he continues learning, his tshuka grows. Because the koyach, there's a certain koyach that what you start, that koyach of cheshkes ha-Torah, of speaking and learning, of dvarim in Torah, speaking and learning, moves over to the other side. And the same cheshke, the same gishmak, and the same rotzen that you could have in learning, you have in shmoozing, you have in bittul Torah. It's the same yetzara. It's just moved on to the other side. It says the Goyin, shetargileinu, our regilus, what we want and what we're used to, should be b'seira secha, should be only in Torah. When we come to a Shavuos, which we say Shavuos is like a Yom Hadin, and a Svira, Svira is preparing ourselves. And yet, we can walk out of a Shavuos, and 3 weeks later, we're on the plane, and we're holding by the Egel Azov. We're holding by the Egel Azov. What happened? What went wrong? One thing. Na'aseh v'nishma, I'm willing to do. Na'aseh v'nishma, I'm willing to do. Yeah, sure. I'll even have a kviyas every day. I'll give God half an hour. I'll give him half an hour. I'll give him an hour. You know what? I put in a good zman. He was good to me. I had good chavrusas. I made it. No problem. I'll give him an hour a day. Na'aseh v'nishma, no problem. I'll try and keep, but pen nomus. We're not going all the way. No way, no way, no way, no way. We don't want to die over here over being a Ben Torah, over learning, becoming a Talmud Chochem. Chas v'sholem. Pen nomus. It's too much. It's too intense. The chrotzen. Where's your rotzen? My rotzen is nasev v'nishma, but that but can end you up with the negel azov. That but that Klal Yisrael said by Har Sinai ended up with a cheta egel. And today Ada Yom Hazeh was suffering. 40 years later, they turned around and they said, "Mi yitein? Who made you the balabos of the Torah? The Torah belongs to us as well. We want it. You want it? Oh, hayom hazeh, today you became a nation. Then you'll get siyata dishmaya." You can say it sounds fanatic. You can say it sounds extreme. But in the big picture, the Derech Shodom Reitza Leilech, a person wants Moilichi Noisa, the Siyata Dishmaya, and you'll make it. You'll make it. The problem is in the Reitza. There's no such thing as 70% Reitza. It doesn't work that way. It's either I want it, or I'll take it. If it comes my way, I'll take it. When you want something, you'll get it. And if we go through a Shavuos and we don't have a tremendous Siyata Dishmaya of the Shavuos for Cheshkes HaTorah, for having a Gishmak in learning, for Cheshik in learning, then look back and say, perhaps I missed the boat. Perhaps I turned around to the Ribbono Shel'Olam and I said to Ribbono Shel'Olam, "You know what? Two Dibros was enough. Two was enough. The other eight, let Moshe Rabbeinu. Let me hear it on a watered down level. Let me hear it from a human being. I've got to hear it watered down. It's too much." Then we're playing with fire. Then taka we don't have atzlocha. Then we're taka in golos because of that one little nakuda. Those who were matzliach. Reb Leib Chassman once told somebody in the Mashgiach in Chevron in the 1930s, he says, two bochum walk into a yeshiva and they both got the same kishon and they both have the same rotzen. And suddenly a year, 2 years later, you see one all the way over there and the other one's good. Good bocha. It's not the same. The other one's p'sat Talmud Chochem. Not because he learnt more hours and not because he's a bigger Baal Kishron. For one reason, he walked into the yeshiva and he only had one thing in mind. I want to become a Talmud Chacham. I want to have Sheikhas to the Baal Kishron. I want to sit and learn. And the other one also wanted to learn, but also, you know, let me take it easy. There's other things around. I've got to listen to the news. In those days, the biggest Yetzer Hara was the news. Today we have better things than news. We make the news. The right says it wasn't the same. You don't see it straight away, you see it years later. Mi yitain, said the Ribbono Shel Olam. Adrabba, v'hoyu levavchem iti. We've got to understand that when we walk into a Shavuos, we walk into a time where the Ribbono Shel Olam is willing to give us again Har Sinai, is willing to give us Torah. We have to understand it's how much Reitzah is how much Siyata Dishmaya you're going to get. How much am I willing to die for it? And how much am I willing to deaden other Yetzer Haras for Torah? That's how much Siyata Dishmaya you'll have.